The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, this is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hold on. Then I take my 15 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And today we are going to listen to Dance of Joy, a Perfect Strangers rewatch podcast. And if you're like, Perfect Strangers, you mean like the old Deep Purple album? Nope. Old, yes. Deep Purple, no. This is the old, remember Cousin Belky? Yeah, here we go. The description in Apple Podcasts says, siblings Imran and Sophia rewatch and discover every episode of their childhood favorite 80s sitcom, Perfect Strangers, as adults. Is this show fun? Of course it is. Don't be ridiculous. Their website, danceofjoypod.com, and the episode that they sent me is episode 4. It goes a little something like this.
This week on Dance of Joy, we're talking about Laverne and Shirley, what kinds of jobs might require name tags, and we realize that the Department of Motor Vehicles has not changed at all in 30 years. All that and more as we rewatch season 1, episode 4 of our favorite 80s hit sitcom, Perfect Strangers.
That's true. I'm assuming this is the theme song.
Hello and welcome to Dance of Joy, a Perfect Strangers rewatch podcast. My name is Sophia Javed. I am one of your hosts on this podcast, and joining me is my co-host and brother. What's up, Imran?
Hi, co-sister. How you doing? I made that up. Co-sister. Co-host sister.
I like it. Co-hoster.
Co-hoster. Hister.
Okay.
Coaster.
Coaster? No, I don't know. I'm going to stay with co-sister, but I'm super excited to be here and continuing this journey with you, Sophia. You know, we grew up watching the show and loving the show, and some of like the deep dive research that the shows are taking me on, it's a lot of fun.
We still love it, and I feel like I love it even more now that we're breaking down
right
these episodes and looking up references. Like, we're loving it on a whole new level than when we were, you know, like 5 and 9 or whatever.
Absolutely. I mean, the whole simultaneous rediscovery and deep dive research going on with these episodes. It's just great. I can't wait.
It's been a lot of fun so far.
What are we talking about?
Right.
Good question. Well,
Belky. Thanks, Belky.
Thanks, Belky. Today we are talking about season 1, episode 4, titled Baby, You Can Drive My Car.
Sweet. First of all, points right out the gate, Perfect Strangers, for using a Beatles song.
Yay.
I like this. It's there just because it makes you go, baby.
Points why? Sing it. Okay. We're getting into Morning Zoo territory.
With all the singing that Belky does on the show.
Right.
Of
he didn't actually sing this song.
Right. He didn't sing this song, but they got it into the title. That might have had something to do with some kind of copyright.
There will be a car-related song coming up. Don't worry. What is the show about? Well, if you would have cracked open your TV guide back in the day here.
Nice.
The description is Larry thinks any bozo can get a license. So he bets Twinkie that he can teach Belky how to drive. Even in the description, Larry is super condescending. I already love this.
And the hijinks ensues.
I wanted to make one note about the TV guide crossword puzzle that will come in the back of the TV guide crossword puzzle. Sophia, you're Miss Smarty Pants. You like words. I know you're good at like the legit, like the New York Times crossword puzzle, like the real one.
Enjoy.
Is this a crossword puzzle podcast though?
At the TV guide crossword puzzle. Want to guess why?
Because
I believe this is called a tangent. Okay, that bell's on my nerves.
It's TV.
I felt so great. My useless knowledge every week would come in handy.
Yeah.
Filling in TV guide clues, TV clues.
It was like, this was our calling. We just didn't realize it till now.
Well,
our calling was to do this podcast.
I'm getting bored.
An 80s sitcom.
Technology had to catch up with us is what the problem was.
Costumes should joke more.
Yes, they should.
That's what we're doing right here. This episode directed by Howard Storm, Sophia. And you will notice this is like one of the few rare times in the first see five seasons that Joel Zwick doesn't direct an episode.
Which makes one wonder, where was Joel Zwick this week?
Maybe a gas, or like he was just sick, diarrhea.
Maybe he was having a bad week.
Bad week for the Joel Zwick.
Maybe he had jury duty.
That's possible also. Can't get out of that. Yeah. Sometimes you can.
So it was written by Chip Keys and Doug Keys. It aired on April 15th, 1986.
Wow.
And Perfect Strangers, of course, was created by Dale McRaven.
Starring Bronson Pinchot, Mark Lynn Baker. Let's get into it, co-sister. Act one.
So we're at
four minutes in. Like an early episode recurring theme. We open up at the Ritz Discount mystery shop. We don't know. We're in episode four. We still don't know what kind of store Ritz Discount is.
Well,
is it a pawn shop? Yeah. Is it a secondhand shop? Is it like a Goodwill? What is it?
Is it an auto parts supply store? Because they opened with a hilarious physical comedy bit involving a case of bright yellow cans of motor oil. So they're on special also. So they got a special going on motor oil. I don't understand this store.
And it's like cans of motor yes. oil. Like, when was the last time you purchased a tin can of motor oil on sale?
This is like that cartoony motor oil where you have to shove the spout in to get the thing to pour out. Right?
All right. If you're new to the show, that sound from the one and only George Harab means meh. Because on one hand, you made me giggle. I forgot about TV guides. The tangent on the crossword puzzle when you haven't gotten to the episode yet, it lost me. I was like, okay, I get it. The whole coaster sister, ha, 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 woo. And, you know, all we needed was like a ooga horn. And that was, for me, now that's your style. It's fun and bubbly. It just, to me, that reeks of morning zoo, pull my finger. It just wasn't my thing. I never watched this show, and every clip you played of Belky, I didn't understand almost, except for the one of, what are you talking about? The rest of them I didn't understand. Like, I didn't realize when I did see this show, I would walk through or a commercial or whatever, without seeing that guy's mouth, I can't understand what he's saying, which was half the fun of his accent, I guess. But here's my problem. As I listen to this, I'm like, oh my God, they're just going to tell me what happened in the episode. And if that's the case, I'm just going to go watch the episode. For me, and I don't listen to these types of shows. I do one poorly. I do a Biggest Loser podcast where I explain what happened. And I'm sure there are many people going, why would I just watch the show? And I go, yeah, it's a test show. It's a horrible show that I do. So my thing, when I hear these types of shows, is there something in the show? Like, I like the fact that you talked about oil cans. I was like, oh yeah, I remember when we used to buy those. I remember when I used to change my own oil. Or is there any kind of trivia or something that can educate me? Because if you're not making me laugh, cry, think, groan, or educate me or entertain me, I'm bored. And did you make me laugh? A little. Did you make me cry? Nope. Did you make me think? You made me remember stuff that I forgot. Okay. Educate, entertain. But we're you need something extra here besides, hey, and then Belky said this, and the hijinks ensued. Because for me, unless you're a really good storyteller, and it is the 80s, it's an 80s sitcom. So the other thing you're going to have to be careful with, I didn't hear it in this episode, but just for the record here, because you and your brother have a lot of history together, probably a lot of, inside jokes, be careful because you guys could start talking about something and you both get it because you have history. So always keep that in mind that the listener wasn't there when I was using the example of the orange Gatorade. Do you remember the orange Gatorade? And nobody knows what you're talking about. So keep that in mind as you go. I didn't hear that today. I'm not saying you did that. I'm saying there's a potential for that. I will say, so all in all, I liked the flow of it. You definitely have a style of upbeat and fun. Not sure that's my favorite thing, but that's me. Remember, it's just an opinion. There are a lot of people like, hey, did you guys hear that guy with the, and he had the whole you know, and the buzzers and everything else. And then they poured the milk. You know, it's sound effects are fun. I use sound effects in my show. I just, that bell was on my last nerve after a while. So people are either going to love your show or not like your show. And I would think, again, here's, I'm not your target audience. I didn't watch this show. So, and when you talked about Laverne and Shirley, and I love the line about, we're going to talk about what happens when your name is on your, like you, like I wore a smock when I was 16 with my name on it. So, and if you're like, I don't know, 54 and you're wearing a smock with your name on it, you probably made some life choices that you might regret. I think that's a Dennis Miller line, not mine. So if you kind of get to the episode quicker, then you can get to the other stuff like name tags and things like that quicker. Because I think if it's just going to be you talking about the episode, it's going to be a little boring. So, like I said, I didn't hate it, didn't love it, hence the meh kind of a review of this. But again, I didn't watch the show. So it's not going to, if I'd watched the show, you'd be like, oh man, I totally forgot that. And Belky did the thing and the Larry and the whole. So keep that in mind. Now, the other thing I want to mention is, again, their website, danceofjoypod.com. Hey, this is a Podpage website. And if you haven't seen Podpage, go out to supportthisshow.com. That's supportthisshow.com/podpage. And it's actually pretty cool. In fact, if you want to learn Podpage, how to get the most out of your Podpage, you can do that for free by going to schoolofpodcasting.com/learnPodpage. Yep, schoolofpodcasting.com/podpage. In fact, as I get done recording this, I'm going to go upload some new videos because Brendan, the guy behind it, updates and adds new features all the time. It's kind of annoying. But anyway, so check that out. And also, if you would like your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, all you have to do is go over to podcastrodeoshow.com. You'll see a button there. It says $5. Yep, that's it. $5. Now, there are other options. If you want a private review, if you want to be on the podcast review show with myself and Eric K. Johnson, who's got 30 years in radio, and we go over every part of your show. Yep, that's there too. Podcastrodeoshow.com. Subscribe to the show. We're at, you guessed it, podcastrodeoshow.com. Sign up for the newsletter. You guessed it, podcastrodeoshow.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Next episode, we are going to be listening to Jock and Nerd. And if you are someone who has followed me for years, I did a show called The Clamor Cast, and Jock and Nerd were on that all the time. And so that's what's coming up in the next episode. Again, if you want to get in line, you know the website, podcastrodeoshow.com. I've beaten that horse to death. See what I did there? It's a dad humor because it's a rodeo show. Okay, thank you so much. Remember, there's always room for improvement. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.